Here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 13th of February, 2016. It's the birthday of the true crime writer William Roughead, born in Edinburgh, Scotland, 1870, a lawyer, loved murder trials, went to see them at the High Court, Edinburgh, which he then wrote up as narratives and published in his book 12 Scots Trials in 1913. Henry James liked his work, so did Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, and President Franklin D. Roosevelt reserved a special shelf near the Oval Office just for the books of William Roughead. Despite his dry humor and his irony, Roughead's long study of criminal depravity never turned him pessimistic. He said, "The study of criminology has by no means made me a cynic. It has encouraged my admiration for the ingenuity of the human race." It's the birthday of the painter Grant Wood near Anamosa, Iowa, 1891, known for the portrait of a farmer and his spinster daughter, American Gothic, which, along with the Mona Lisa, is one of the most familiar paintings in the world. Grant Wood grew up in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, went to art school in Minneapolis, then Chicago, went to Europe, where he saw the work of Jan van Eyck, the 15th century Flemish painter, and was influenced by it. It was in homage to van Eyck that Wood painted those stylized fields and rolling hills of Iowa, and those lit scenes with long shadows. In a new biography entitled Grant Wood, A Life, R. Tripp Evans presents Wood as a closeted homosexual who adopted Midwestern regionalism as a shield for his own bohemianism, and who, when he died of pancreatic cancer at the age of 50, was planning to leave Iowa and move to California. Here's a poem for today by Carrie Shippers entitled In Your Next Letter. Please describe the weather in great detail, if possible, enclose a fist of snow or mud. Everything you know about the soil, how tomato leaves rub green against your skin and make you itch, how slow the corn is growing on the hill. Thank you for the photographs of where the chicken coop once stood, clouds that did not become tornadoes. When I try to explain where I'm from, people imagine cornbread, cast iron, cows drifting across grass. I interrupt with barbed wire, wind, harvest air that reeks of wheat and diesel. I hope your sleep comes easy now that you've surrendered the upstairs. Hope the sun still lets you drink one bitter cup before its rise. I don't miss flannel shirts, radios with only AM stations, but there's a certain kind of star I can't see from where I am, bright, clear, unconcerned. I need your recipes for gravy, pie crust, canned green beans. I'm sending you the buttons I can't sew back on. Please put them in the jar beside your bed. In your next letter, please send seeds and feathers, a piece of bone or china you plowed up last spring. Please promise I'm missing the right things. In Your Next Letter, a poem by Carrie Shippers from Cause for Concern, published by Able Muse Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.